Hey guys, this is Phone Boy. This is episode 20 of Phone Boy Speaks. I have a couple of the predictions that my fellows who recorded the Social Converse episode 6, they made some predictions for 2013. Now, I'm going to go against them on a couple of them, and so this is my sort of counterpoint to a couple of the predictions, one of them being, will Amazon release a phone and how bad will it be? I think Amazon will definitely release a phone. It's just a matter of when. The challenging thing about phones is that, of course, you can't just release the hardware and expect people to buy service separately, at least not in the U.S. Technologically, you can't even do that. So it's going to have to be bundled with some kind of service. Maybe it'll be a Ting-like service where you pay as you go, or you're given some amount of minutes or megabytes per month or whatever for free, or for a very low fee. I think Amazon's getting better on the hardware. Having seen a Kindle Fire HD, my only complaint about it was a little heavy, but the hardware was otherwise pretty nice. So I think Amazon can make decent hardware or get decent hardware made. I also think Amazon has improved their software a bit. Again, I saw the software that was on the Kindle Fire HD, and it was a definite improvement over their first take with the original Kindle Fire. But obviously, a phone is a different animal entirely. Obviously, we don't know whether this is going to happen or not, or even what the details are going to be. But I think Amazon can do it. It will be successful, at least as far as Amazon's concerned. And we'll just have to wait and see who's right on this one. The second prediction they made is about whether BlackBerry 10 will put RIM back in the mobile game, and I tend to think it's possible. I'm not going to rule it out entirely, and I'll tell you why. Unlike Microsoft, who's pretty much burned its relationship with mobile carriers, and I'm not even quite sure why the carriers try and give Microsoft the time of day, and it may just be because of the handset makers that are involved. When you embed a competing product into your operating system, and I'm talking about Skype in particular, it's not something that the operators like, because the operators still make money on minutes and stuff. Although I realize that the plans are changing. I also think that so BlackBerry in general has not burned their bridges with the operator channel, which, let's face it, especially in the US, this is how people buy their handsets. I think they have a chance anyway. Whether there'll be enough of an ecosystem there. I think people still have a fondness for their BlackBerry. I mean, I know people that are still using BlackBerries. They still serve a function. They particularly outside of the US, I think they're still a player. I mean, they're maybe not as dominant as some of the other players, but they meet certain low bandwidth requirements and such, which work really well out in networks where there's not a lot of there's just not a lot of bandwidth. So I think if BlackBerry does it right, I think it will be the third player. And there's what I've seen of Windows Mobile. I don't see it. It doesn't look like it's the kind of operating system that would work in a limited bandwidth scenario. Whereas BlackBerry has proven time and time and again. I mean, they were doing push email and such like that way before networks could actually support the kind of data that we ask them to do today. So if anybody has a chance at making a third ecosystem, I would say BlackBerry does. And my definition of success for this year would be 10% market share worldwide. It's probably still going to be Android and Apple for at least the next couple of years or something, but I think BlackBerry is going to show a much stronger offering than Microsoft, and that's just my take. But in any case, if you disagree with me, you're of course welcome to send me feedback on Twitter, on app.net, on Facebook and Google+. It's the places I can be found online, as well as my own website, phoneboy.com, and phoneboy.net and phoneboy.info. Yeah, I've got lots of websites and lots of ways to find me. So anyway, this is Phone Boy, and I'm signing off.